Hour number three, Pensacola right now, here on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie with you here on a Friday. I hope you've had a good week. Looking forward to a weekend. It's going to be very, very hot. Temperatures approaching 100 degrees without the heat index factored into that. So heat advisories in effect both tomorrow, likely Sunday as well. Full weekend forecast will be coming up here soon, as well as a check of the roads with Gracie. We have had throughout the afternoon really two main stories here locally. One of them, a very tragic shooting at the Home Depot on Davis Highway. Full report here coming up here in just a second. But also I-10 westbound, pretty much the entire afternoon has been shut down. FHP looking into a fatal accident, and I-10 westbound at the Holt exit has been blocked. So they are diverting traffic. So that has caused a mess throughout the afternoon as well. So a couple of tough situations here for, of course, very different reasons. We start with our top three stories this hour. Number one, the Escambia Sheriff's Office says one female victim, yet unidentified, found dead inside the Home Depot on Davis Highway. Sheriff Chip Simmons confirmed that it was a contract employee, and the Sheriff's Office says that the suspect, a 20-year-old man by the name of Keith Agee, knew the victim.
I can tell you that the suspect in this case was broadcast over the radio, and then he called the Pensacola Police Department from the Miller Mushroom, a restaurant on Bayou Boulevard, and then he turned himself in.
So that was Sheriff Simmons talking with reporters outside of the Home Depot shortly after this incident took place. The shots fired call came in at about 1:22. By 1:56, the suspect had been arrested at the Mellow Mushroom. Again, 20-year-old Keith Agee is the suspect there. Also in our top three stories today, the death toll in Hawaii is up to 55 now. Hawaiian officials expect that number to keep going up.
Hawaii is a pretty small community, and we all have friends or family who've been impacted by this. The loss of life, the loss of commerce, the loss of business, the loss of the historic community.
And the fire, of course, leaving thousands homeless and destroyed up to 1,000 buildings as well. Finally, the prosecutor leading the criminal case into Hunter Biden's taxes granted special counsel status. Attorney General Merrick Garland with that announcement.
I'm here today to announce the appointment of David Weiss as a special counsel, consistent with the Department of Justice regulations governing such matters.
So Weiss has been investigating the president's son since 2019, and a tentative plea deal on misdemeanor tax and gun charges collapsed following scrutiny from a federal judge. Those are our top three stories today. Just shy of 6:15, we'll get a check of the roads and our weather.
Well, as Joe mentioned, we do have extremely slow-moving traffic on I-10 westbound. Scene of the accident is right near the Holt exit. That's exit 45, and that's where all traffic going westbound on I-10 is getting diverted onto this exit. So we are seeing some major slowdowns backing up all the way to mile marker 53. So we're seeing a long patch of traffic leading up to this exit where finally cars are getting diverted off. Into Holt. We're also seeing Highway 90 into Holt being extremely slow moving at this exit as well, as a lot of people are taking Highway 90 all the way down. So it is closed off on I-10 all the way to the exit with 87. That is due to an accident that happened around 2 p.m. This afternoon, but you'll be able to get back on at the exit at 87. Other than that, we do have typical afternoon traffic, but that is where the major slowdowns are going to be this afternoon. For weather, we're going to get a quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
There's not much of a change in the weather pattern as we head through the weekend. More heat advisories likely all the way through the weekend. Temperature highs will be in the mid-90s with those triple-digit heat index values. So we'll have the sun. That'll heat things up. A little bit of cloud cover and a chance for rain. So maybe rain. We're at about 40% on our chance for showers and thunderstorms to pop up through the weekend. Also, along the coast, there is now a moderate risk for rip currents. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 92 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 94 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 105. This traffic and weather brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
And speaking of the weather, just a quick eye on the tropics. National Hurricane Center not reporting any new activity over the next 2 days, 48 hours, or the next 7 days as well. So a little slice of good news there. Looking at some more local headlines here, we'll get the weekend beach forecast. We talked to Escambia Beach Safety Chief Dave Greenwood earlier.
We're going to fly. Today we're starting off with the yellow flag. We've got moderate surf coming in, and we'll monitor it. If it drops any, we might have a yellow or a green flag over the weekend. But right now we're starting off with the yellow flag.
So obviously if you're headed to the beach, make sure you stay plenty hydrated with both water and electrolytes there. Staying out at Perdido Key, where the Chamber of Commerce says Visit Pensacola is underrepresenting their community in tourism marketing efforts. There was a Tourism Development Council meeting this week. Perdido's Chamber President Tammy Thurow said in the last year, Visit Pensacola's Instagram marketing has only mentioned Perdido 3 times.
It's unfortunate that the marketing efforts by Visit Pensacola have not been satisfactory and that Perdido Key is not receiving the attention it deserves. We know effective marketing is crucial for attracting visitors, boosting tourism, and it seems that there's room for improvement in this area.
And County Commissioner Jeff Bergosh also spoke. He says Perdido brings in around 20% of the tourism tax dollars that flow into Visit Pensacola, and they should be represented when they're marketing to tourists. He plans to address the issue in an upcoming Board of Commissioners meeting. A former Mobile firefighter now suing the city, claiming that her firing was discrimination. Kayana Adams says she was fired because of a neck tattoo, but claims that white firefighters with similar tattoos haven't lost their jobs. She said she's heard offensive remarks from the day she was hired because of her race, gender, and sexual orientation. She's accusing the city of fostering a hostile work environment. And finally, Governor DeSantis announcing Florida is extending the already record 2023 recreational golf red snapper season by 17 days. We'll take a break. We've got our state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
This is the time of year when team spirit takes center stage. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. This time of year, folks living in the South naturally turn their interest towards supporting their favorite football team. Everyone loves a championship team, and in recent years, we've had our share of those. We like to think we've built a championship team when it comes to serving your heating and air conditioning needs. We go the extra mile to deliver honest, courteous service and top-of-the-line products at a fair price. So no matter whose team you're pulling for, choose the championship team of Climatech of Professional Air for your home's heating and cooling needs. Climatech of Professional Air.
Climatech, Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Tops Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Tops Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Tops Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you could start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, Monday morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
So what are you waiting for?
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Checking out for the week. Just ready to get out of here. But we press on. 623 here at News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. 850-437-1620, the text line. Appreciate all the texts we've gotten today, whether it's about traffic or the shooting earlier this afternoon. Certainly appreciate your interaction that we get each and every day. Looking at some state headlines now before we get to traffic and weather. So Governor DeSantis hints that he'd be willing to use drone strikes against Mexican drug cartels during a stop in Iowa yesterday at the Iowa State Fair. The governor said if elected, he would use whatever force we need to take down Mexican drug cartels with or without help from Mexico's government.
Also, the state of Florida is working on an initiative to make sure people understand the dangers of summer heat. State Agriculture Commissioner Wilton Simpson was in Brevard County earlier today to explain the statewide heat stroke prevention campaign, and he says every fuel pump will soon feature a new inspection sticker warning people to never leave their pet or child inside a hot car. Just shy of 6:25, going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we continue with our state headlines. One of the major stories today is going to be the slowdowns on I-10. I-10 closed off at the Holt exit, that's exit 45, due to an accident that happened around 2 p.m. FHP is reporting a fatality. It's a smaller car hit a semi. So we're still seeing it closed off because of that. So I-10 closes off at the Holt exit, but backing up to about mile marker 53. So that is, over 10 miles of just slow moving traffic until you get to exit 45 at Holt. We're seeing slowdowns at that exit on Highway 90 meeting at that intersection due to more slowdowns there. And also it's going to be closed off on I-10 for All the way till you get to the exit with 87. So in East Milton, that's when you can get back onto I-10 at 87 and continue westbound. Other than that, we're looking good on all our other local roads, but I-10 closed off westbound due to that accident that happened earlier this afternoon. We do have extremely hot weather for this weekend. So an excessive heat warning in effect for tomorrow, for Saturday. Our high is going to be 99. That doesn't include the heat index, so it's going to be extremely hot. Coming up tonight, we do have a low of 82, 92 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, 91 in Gulf Breeze, and heat index at 105. Also, this traffic and weather together is brought to you by FDOT. Find the traffic info for this hurricane season at FL511.com. It's hurricane season. Are you prepared? Keep FL511.com in your emergency toolkit to help or to see helpful traffic info before and after a storm. That is a message from FDOT. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, looking at some of our national headlines today. A white supremacist who allegedly threatened jurors and witnesses in the trial of the Pittsburgh synagogue shooter is now in custody. That's Hardy Lloyd of West Virginia. Prosecutors say Lloyd sent threatening letters and emails to witnesses and jurors in the trial and described mass shooter Robert Bowers as a lone wolf hero.
Also, President Biden is calling on Congress for $24 billion for Ukraine. But some Republicans have been hesitant about putting any more money towards Ukraine's effort as the war against Russia continues with no signs of stopping soon. They say more oversight is needed to see exactly where the $45 billion already sent to Ukraine went.
Illegal immigration peaking again and Border Patrol is running out of space. Congressman from Texas Henry Cuellar says that there's talk of, once again, releasing immigrants on the streets of border towns with nothing but the clothes on their back.
My community does not want to see people out in the streets. Look, quite honestly, if people want to ask for asylum, they ought to come in the right way.
And he says there's a mad rush coming from Central America. He wants Homeland Security workers to be sent into Mexico as a way to prevent economic migrants from making it to our border.
Also, the founder of the collapsed cryptocurrency exchange, FTX, has been sent back to jail ahead of his fraud trial. So the judge revoked Sam Bankman-Fried's bail today, and the decision came after the federal prosecutors accused him of tampering with witnesses. The former crypto king has been confined to his parents' home in California on a $250 million bond.
Illinois will continue its ban on assault weapons. The state Supreme Court upheld the law 4-3. The ban on assault-style rifles and high-capacity magazines was passed by state lawmakers in January and then signed into law by Governor J.B. Pritzker.
Also, the lawmakers are saying they've been stonewalled by the Pentagon in their push for answers on unidentified flying objects. So Texas Republican Tim Burchett says he's been blocked from holding classified briefing from the former intelligence officer who told Congress last month the U.S. government is covering up a program that has retrieved UFOs. He also says his colleagues are willing to use power if needed to get answers they're seeking from the federal government.
Finally, the IRS can't find thousands of microfilm cartridges with millions of sensitive business and personal tax records. That's according to a report from the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. The review found significant deficiencies in the way the IRS keeps the files safe. That's a look at what's happening in our national news today. And a quick check of the National Hurricane Center shows no hurricane activity anticipated over the next 48 hours. And a 7-day forecast looks pretty good as well. Of course, as we're now into the peak of hurricane season over these next 3 months. Calls earlier this week for an above normal hurricane season, but so far, so good. We'll see how long it stays that way. 6:30 now, Fox News Update is coming up.
Officials in Hawaii now say at least 67 people are dead because of wildfires in Maui, and that number is expected to rise with hundreds of people missing. Fox's William Lajeunesse is there with the latest.
There are multiple search teams now here in Maui that arrived from the mainland along with cadaver dogs that are going to go through the 1,700 structures the governor said the fire destroyed.
U.S. Attorney David Weiss has been appointed special counsel to further investigate Hunter Biden. The action comes just weeks after a plea deal on gun and tax charges collapsed in court. Fox's David Spunt has the latest.
I want to read a new court filing just posted on the public docket entered by the government that says the parties have engaged in further plea negotiations but are at an impasse. The government now believes that the case will not resolve short of a trial.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Negotiators for film and TV writers were said to be back at the bargaining table with studio representatives this afternoon, a step that could represent a long-awaited thaw in the icy Hollywood strike that has largely kept the entertainment industry at a standstill since early May. Writers Guild of America members have been on strike now for more than 100 days, resulting in headaches for studios and financial losses for entertainment-related businesses. The situation escalated in mid-July when film and TV actors joined writers on the picket lines. Come Sunday, Amazon will officially open a massive warehouse that'll be its largest in Washington state. The five-story high, nearly 3 million square foot facility in Snohomish County, not far from Arlington Municipal Airport, will eventually employ some 1,200 workers. Stocks didn't make any huge moves in either direction today and finished mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 105 points, but the S&P 500 slipped 4. The NASDAQ Composite eased 93. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Kirk Cousins enters the final year of his contract. As you know, the Viking signal caller is the definition of a good but not great QB. Minnesota right now probably doesn't intend to bring Kirk back next season, but as we've seen before, you don't have to be a great quarterback to get a great extension. Kirk will be good enough in 2023 and will land a new deal in Minnesota this upcoming offseason. I'm Zach Gill.
Gas, groceries, utilities, you name it, the price of everything is going up. And if you're stuck in a bad timeshare with rising maintenance fees, the financial burden can be crushing. It is time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare that you are stuck in and your options to get rid of it. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families out of horrible timeshares for over 10 years and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. Get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Simply call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit and see how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. Once again, 800-462-3333.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 5th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital is Friday, August 25th, Center Court at Cordova Mall, presented by Hanto and Clark.
Wind Creek Casino and Hotel will match donations up to $20,000.
All the money stays right here.
Hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
Thank you to our HOPE sponsors this year, Escambia County Sheriff's Office, International Paper, and Penn Air Credit Union.
Thank you!
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
There are more identity threats than you realize.
Even if you monitor your credit, only a little personal info needs to leak out.
Like your social security number or password.
For you to become a victim.
LifeLock alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS. Go to LifeLock.com.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Six on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you are enjoying your Friday afternoon, getting ready for a great weekend. We're going to get updates on what's going on in the world of sports in just a minute, but first a look at traffic on the fives. One of our major stories this afternoon is going to be the slowdowns on I-10. On I-10 right near Exit 45, we did have an accident around 2 p.m. that has closed down I-10 westbound. So all traffic is getting diverted off of I-10 at the 45 exit, exit 45 into Holt. But that is backing things up tremendously on I-10. That's going to be backing up all the way to mile marker 53. Once you get off of I-10, if you are heading westbound, you're going to be able to get back on right near the 87 exit in East Milton. So just keep that in mind. That is major slowdowns on I-10 in our area. Other than that, we're looking pretty good on our local roads. But if you do see something, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, we are going to be seeing some extremely high temperatures throughout this weekend. Tomorrow, we have an excessive heat warning. Our high is going to be at 99. That's not including the heat index. And we're also going to be seeing high temperatures on Sunday. We do have a low of 83 this evening with a mostly clear skies. It's 92 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze, heat index at 105. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast, and you can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs.
All right, looking at what's happening around the world of sports today. So we've got NFL preseason back in full swing with technically, this is week one. Games in progress right now include the Packers beating the Bengals 7-3 in the first quarter. That went on NFL Network. Atlanta and Miami scoreless heading into the second quarter. And the Steelers leading the Buccaneers 7-0. That one on NBC, I believe. Watching Baker Mayfield on the TV right now. Also, the Giants leading the Lions 6-3. Bit later on, 9 o'clock on NFL Network, the Broncos taking on the Arizona Cardinals. Major League Baseball, the Braves and the Mets in New York, bottom of the second inning. That is scoreless right now. The Rays lead the Guardians 3-1. That one on ESPN+ in the top of the fourth inning. And let's see what else we got here. The Yankees beating the Marlins 5-2 right now in the top of the fourth inning. We know the opening games of the NBA season will be. It'll feature the defending champion Nuggets hosting LeBron and the Lakers. And also in the nightcap, the Warriors taking on the Phoenix Suns. That'll be the key because it's return of Kevin Durant going back to the Bay Area as a member of the Suns. And Chris Paul, who was traded from the Suns to the Warriors, facing off with his former team as well. So a lot going on in the world of sports today. Health, business, and science notes. The Supreme Court is blocking opioid maker Purdue Pharma from moving forward with a $6 billion bankruptcy deal. The decision comes after the Biden administration raised objections about the settlement that would have shielded the Sackler family from future lawsuits related to the opioid epidemic. The High Court is set to hear oral arguments in December and likely issue a ruling early next year.
Online job site Indeed says it saw a 50% spike in searches for UPS jobs in the week after Teamster touted the historic deal. UPS CEO says full-time drivers will average $170,000 in pay and benefits at the end of a five-year contract that the delivery giant struck in the Teamster union last month that was averting a strike. The existing part-time workers are going to get a raise to at least $21 an hour.
Russia launched its first lunar mission since 1976. The Luna 25 spacecraft blasted off this morning. It's expected to touch down on the moon August 21st. If the mission is successful, Russia would become the first nation to land a spacecraft on the lunar South Pole, where it'll test the soil for the presence of frozen water.
Also, the number of suicides in the U.S. are at an all-time high. According to a new report from the CDC, roughly 49,000 Americans committed suicide in 2022. That's nearly a 3% increase over the prior year. Over half of the suicides involved firearms.
Looking at some pop culture notes today, the Barbie craze is spawning a Barbie corn maze in South Jersey. It's at Happy Day Farm, which is a pink Barbie tractor, pink lounge chairs, and a life-size Barbie doll box you can pose in. This all is preparation for the 10-acre Barbie corn maze that'll be unveiled at the farm's fall festival on September 10th. Grace, are you a big corn maze fan?
I honestly, the first couple times I've ever been to a corn maze has been like in this area.
Yeah.
So I really didn't do that growing up, but in college, I was in a sorority, and that was always like a mixer was go to the corn maze.
I believe, Sweet Seasons? That's the big one over here. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but they're fun, and I'm sure a Barbie-themed one would be really fun, too. Also in pop culture news, negotiators for the Writers Guild of America in Hollywood Studios will return to the bargaining table today. This is the first negotiating session since the strike started in early May. The strike is now now 101 days passing previous records of the longest strike in the WGA history. TV and movie writers are sticking to their demands, including better pay, success based residuals for streaming content, and restrictions on the use of artificial intelligence.
And finally, they're calling it the biggest search for Scotland's legendary Loch Ness Monster in 50 years. That's taking place later this month. So drones fitted with infrared cameras will fly over the lake at the Scottish Highlands. A hydrophone will be used to detect any unusual underwater sounds. Organizers say the search is taking place August 26th and 27th, and it'll be the biggest one since the early 1970s.
Super exciting. Do you think that's real?
Yeah. I suppose if I can't convince you on UFOs, maybe I can convince you that Nessie is a thing.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I mean, I could see that. I could see that happening. I'm going to get a really quick look at traffic and weather together just a little bit early at 6:45. I-10, I-110, not showing any delays throughout Pensacola, but I-10, if you're heading into Holt, that's where you're going to see some major delays. So one of the major stories that we had today was there was a accident around 2 p.m. on I-10 westbound that has shut down I-10 westbound throughout Holt. That's going to be backing up all the way to mile marker 54. So you will be redirected off onto exit 45 into Holt, and then it does open back up on I-10 at the 87 exit in East Milton. Other than that, we're looking good on our local roads. If you see anything else, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, we're going to get a real quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
There's not much of a change in the weather pattern as we head through the weekend. More heat advisories likely all the way through the weekend. Temperature highs will be in the mid-90s with those triple-digit heat index values. So we'll have the sun. That'll heat things up. A little bit of cloud cover and a chance for rain. So maybe rain. We're at about 40% on our chance for showers and thunderstorms to pop up through the weekend. Also, along the coast, there is now a moderate risk for rip currents. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. We do have an excessive heat warning for tomorrow, and our low tonight is 83. It's 92 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index at 105 at 6:45. It's Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. A couple of movie and film notes. So Barbie expected to take first place at the box office for the fourth straight week, bringing in about $31 million. Really nothing new coming out. There's The Last Voyage of the Demeter. It brought in just $750,000 from previews yesterday, and about $7 to $9 million over its first weekend. So not great there. Also, Disney continuing to raise prices across its streaming platforms. Ad-free Disney Plus will now cost $13.99 a month starting October 12th. And the price of Hulu without ads jumps up to $17.99.
Yikes. Wacky and weird stories. So coming out of Newark, New Jersey, passengers were stranded for hours on a plane minus air conditioning, and they're angry at United Airlines. So that happened on July 3rd. A Rome-bound flight was delayed due to technical issues connecting to the AC, and passengers were stuck on the tarmac with no cooling and little food and water for 7 hours before their flight then got canceled due to crew regulations.
Look, we've all been stuck on the tarmac.
Yeah.
I don't know how this gets beyond 2 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, once you're at 2 hours, somebody's got to step in, whether it's the captain, whether it's, you know, flight control, and say, hey, get them off the plane. We'll see if we can't figure it. 7 hours in a tubular with no AC, no food. That's a completely unacceptable.
Yeah.
Good.
And even if you don't want to, like, say, whatever, I don't want to get off the plane, like, stay at the gate. Say, hey, stay close to the gate, but you can get out and sit at the gate and then come back in.
Go get some food at the, you know, the food court nearby. So Argentina has had it with foreign soccer fans who destroy the country's money to taunt home teams. Well, yes, why in the world would they do that? Well, it's because of hyperinflation. The Argentine peso is essentially worthless. So teams, fans of teams in rival countries such as Brazil and Chile will show up to these games in Argentina where they will tear up the pesos and set them on fire as a taunt, as a way to trash talk the Argentinian teams. Well, the country is over it, and apparently their feelings are hurt about this. So they say from now on, fans caught tearing up or burning peso bills could go to jail for up to 30 days.
Oh my goodness. Could you imagine 30 days in jail?
Yeah. Ugh.
Okay. Also, Gen Zs don't want to call white tank tops for men wife beaters anymore. So the new apparent term is going to be wife pleasers. Mm. It's already been used a lot on TikTok, and Urban Dictionary just added it last year. The shirts are apparently back in fashion, and the idea is that they're pleasing to the eye.
I don't know that they are necessarily pleasing to the eye. I think a lot of it depends on what's underneath the tank top.
Yeah.
Just like anything.
Yeah.
Pretty. In my lifetime, I think I've worn a wife pleaser once. It's just not for me. I like just the traditional white T-shirt under the dress shirt, and that's how I roll there. Looking at some, by the way, a question while we were, because, you know, it's interesting. Yesterday we were talking about the story with the woman and the snake and the hawk fighting each other and this woman just caught in the middle. And I said yesterday that, I mean, that is literally the worst possible thing that could ever happen to a human being that doesn't involve death, until I read this story about being stuck on an airplane for 7 hours with no AC, little to no food or water. So if you had to choose which one to endure, which one would it be?
I think I have to do the snake. I think I have to do the snake because it's just, you know, 20 seconds to 7 hours. I think it would scar me a little bit more. Like, I would never do yard work again. Yeah. And I would be way more afraid of snakes than I already am. But just the fact that I would only have to do 20 seconds of torture and
versus 7 hours.
7 hours of no AC.
Yeah. Well, I understand that. I really do. For me, it's really hard to pick anything snakes related. I hate them. Snakes. I don't ever want to see one out in the open, not in a non-controlled environment. So I may stick it out in the airplane. But I'm definitely going to be an unruly passenger that goes viral, because after 2 hours, I'm like, look, get us off this plane.
Yeah, that is so, that's just so messed up. Yeah. You know, all of those passengers were extremely upset.
Yep. 6:50, we'll take our final break, previewing our weekends. Also, Gracie, I did something last night for the first time. I enjoyed it way more than I thought I even would. Talk about that next. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the show, we talked a lot about the Tourism Development Council and some of the topics that came up in their meeting this week, including how much funding, if any, should be available to the new Chappie James Monument at the entrance to Pensacola from the Three Mile Bridge, a proposed new changing area next to the bathrooms out on Casino Beach from Commissioner Bender, and people throwing around Willie Jr.'s name in connection with the development at OLF 8. Some wild stuff. All of this is available on the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
News Radio Pensacola, a great blend of information from local government authorities, local news, businesses, and provocative discussions with great hosts.
Right here on News Radio 92.3. It's Gracie and Joe for Pensacola Right Now. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we get some good news and find out what Joe did that's going to surprise us all. Well, I-10 is going to still be showing extremely slow-moving traffic and actually shut down in the westbound direction. That's due to an accident that happened around 2 p.m. this afternoon. FHP is reporting a fatality due to this accident. At exit 45, that's where cars are getting redirected off of I-10, backing up to about mile marker 53 on I-10. Also slowing things down on Highway 90 heading westbound into Holt. So keep that in mind. You can get back onto I-10 where at the 87 exit in East Milton. Other than that, we're looking great on our local roads. And if you see anything else, just give us a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. Coming up tomorrow, we have an excessive heat warning With a high of 99, that's not going to include our heat index. And tonight we have a low of 83. It's 92 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze. And heat index is at 105. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Gracie, you may be interested in knowing that as of today, I have lost 10 pounds in the last 3 weeks. Yeah. So I have stuck with it. Last night, for the first time, I told you a few weeks ago that I was going to take up the sport of tennis. So last night was the first time that I found somebody to go play with. And I took a jaunt over to UWF last night, and it was just beautiful out there, clear skies. I love how the tennis courts over there are kind of sheltered from the sun. So it was very nice. And I loved it so much more than I thought I would. And it was, now of course, I mean, I'm not going all out there like, you know, I mean, it was, you know, a lot of light hitting and just trying to get rallies because I've never played before. You know, I mean, I've picked up a tennis racket once in my life when I was like 8 years old on vacation. So this is the first time I've done this. And so, you know, we were able to get a few rallies going. I mean, I'm used to, you know, knowing what a ping pong paddle feels like. So going from a tennis racket, I mean, so obviously I'm a very new beginner, but I was very excited and happy with how I did. I thought I did very well for my first time. I still am in such a good mood because of last night, because it was about an hour, 20 minutes. There's about 1,000 calories that were burned off. And I didn't feel like it was strenuous at all. I mean, it was enjoyable. Fun. Yeah. And I even figured out where like the little single individual courts are. So even when I don't have anybody to go with, I can go over there because they have big walls.
Those white walls
that you can go hit against. So I am very happy with my new tennis career.
I
moving
love it.
Forward.
I'm kind of jealous. I want to find a hobby.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do tennis. I'm not very
hand-eye coordinated.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No, but
well,
I'm happy for
I'm
you,
telling
though.
You though.
That's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. And
it's a little less hot.
Right. Yeah, but I will tell this, you know, you're entering now into fantasy football season, so I would just hold off on saying, hey, I need a new hobby because I think you've already found one. That plus Premier League is back, and your Arsenal Gunners are in action bright and early at, what, 6 in the morning tomorrow? So
yeah. Joe, you're pushing hobbies on to me that my boyfriend would love, but
yes.
I don't know if I have that much in for it. But, yeah, we'll see if I'm up at 6:30 for that, but probably not. Gonna get some good news, some more good news besides Joe's
yes.
new awesome hobby.
Right.
Well, the Make-A-Wish Foundation helped a young boy travel to Boston all the way to Georgia to join the Savannah Bananas for a day. So Mark Swaggy Lane got his own jersey and a chance to join the team during the game. That was the Savannah Banana team. Team member Noah Bridges. Lane was he has an extremely rare condition where he has 200 to 300 seizures a day. So awesome story with the Savannah Bananas.
Very cool there. Gracie, big plans for the weekend?
Nothing. I'm going to be lazy all day and
nice.
Either watch the league or watch soccer.
Look at you.
Maybe.
I'm so excited to hear back on Monday your report from the weekend
yeah.
about how much sports you watched. I am headed to a workout.
Ooh.
I'm not stopping.
No
this
days
is only
off.
The beginning. That's exactly right. I am very much looking forward to my cheat meal this weekend, though. I've not decided what that'll be, but I'm looking forward to it.
Have a great weekend. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.